Masechet Eduyot Perek Zayin, Mishnah Het. In the times of the Mishnah, they would have people who boiled olives professionally in order to take those already pressed olives and get more oil out of it. And people who dyed materials, they would use very large cauldrons or pots in order to do their work. It wouldn't be small, it would be very large. And they wanted to make sure that there would be no spilling over when the boiling would happen. When it boils over, sometimes it rises and it would spill over. They wanted to make sure that didn't happen. So they would add height to their pots by sticking clay around the rim. And now the pot would have more height. So here becomes the question, that clay rim, is it part of the pot? And therefore, if the pot becomes tameh, it's also tameh? Or do we look at it as a separate entity, and therefore it's not a utensil really, and it cannot become tameh? Mishnah says, He'id Menachem ben Signai, al musaf hayora shel shulke zeti. Menachem ben Signai gave testimony about the addition that they would add to the top of the olive boilers, the clay rim that was attached to the top of the pot, shehu tameh, that is capable of becoming tameh. The rim is increasing the size of the pot, and that allows more olive pulp to be boiled at one time. So the basic function of the pot is to boil olives, and this helps to do more olive boiling, and therefore it's part of that pot. So therefore, just like the pot itself, it could become tameh. V'shel sabaim shehu tahor, but the rim that was attached to the pot that the people who dyed materials would use is tahor. It doesn't have the ability to become tameh. When talking about this type of pot, the people who were dyeing materials, they wouldn't add this in order to increase the amount of dye they would use, but they would do it in order to prevent spilling. They didn't want the pot to have the dye spill over, so they would put this rim. But they wouldn't do it in order to increase the amount of dye that they would put into the pot, because they were nervous that if the dye touched the clay for too much of a prolonged time, then it would harm the dye, and dye was very expensive. So the only reason it was there is that in case once in a while it boiled over a little bit, things wouldn't spill, and they wanted to save that spillage. They didn't want the dye to get lost. So it would protect that, then it would lower itself, and it wouldn't really harm the dye. But they would never fill it to the top in order to have more use out of it. So therefore, since it doesn't really help in the function of the pot, function of the pot is to boil the dye. It wouldn't help in that. It would just help to prevent spilling over. So therefore, it wasn't looked at as a necessary, actually part of the pot, but as a separate entity, and therefore it cannot become tameh. And the whole reason that Menachem ben Signai taught this idea was to tell us shehayu omrim hilufa devarim, that the hachamim would say the opposite. They would say that the clay rim on top of the olive boiler's pot cannot become tameh, and the rim of the dyer's pot can become tameh. The svara, the rationale behind this opinion, is that the rabbis held nobody would use the rim to add material or to add to the pot. They would all do it just to prevent the once in a while spilling to happen. It was just to protect it. And the person who was dyeing materials was especially worried about spilling, because dye is very valuable, it's expensive. So therefore, the rim is very essential, because they don't want to lose the money. So the clay rim that's there is looked at as part of the pot, and therefore it could become tameh. But when talking about the people who are olive boilers, the rim wasn't really necessary, because olive pulp is very cheap. So therefore, it's there to protect from spilling over, but it's really insignificant. It's not really such an important thing, and therefore they looked at it as something that cannot become tameh, because it's an accessory. It doesn't really have an important role, and therefore it's not part of the pot and cannot become tameh. This is why Rabbi Menachem came to teach us the idea that it's the opposite, that the rim of the olive pulp can become tameh. It's looked at as part of the utensil, while the rim of the dyer is not looked at as part of the utensil, and therefore it cannot become tameh.